The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to segment two here at the Curry and Claypo Show. We've been doing a show together for 7-8 years. We do once a week here, and we do about 3 or 4 different segments. You can watch our shows here on, of course, Facebook. You can also hear them on the TKR app. Download the TKR app. Got a bunch of downloads yesterday for some reason. I got like 50 downloads yesterday. I don't know why.
Did you say something controversial?
I don't think so.
Okay.
TKR app, Tony Curry Radio on Android or Apple. Pull it up. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. And, of course, so we have over 1,000 shows on the Tony Curry Radio podcast. I'll be doing a show with Mark Ingram a little bit. You would love this show. We're going to be doing, maybe we can get into this before the end of our day. Mark Ingram, the athletic director for the UAB Blazers. And, of course, football season with Trent Dilfer his first year. And Andy Kennedy just got a North Carolina transfer. Yeah, a 4-star kid. They're doing good, and of course, tennis, softball, they're doing fantastic. So he wanted to do some classic rock stuff. You know, we've done our best bass players, best drummers, best frontmen. This one, he wanted to do the sappiest rock ballads, and I said, let's do our guilty pleasure songs. Four guilty pleasure songs.
Guilty pleasure of classic.
Of anything. Anything.
Okay, so this could be...
I Made It Through the Rain from Barry Manilow.
Oh, jeez.
Songs you really love, but you don't want people to know.
See, now you could actually break that into two shows. You could, or two segments. Power ballads. And then sappy, guilty pleasure
You
songs.
Could.
Yeah.
So summer's right around the corner. We're like 20-something days away. New Yorkers love to get after it in the summertime because it's stinking hot, right?
Stinking.
But also, many young women are also packing a defense for deterring creepy dudes. It's called the Subway shirt.
Oh, the Subway. Oh.
Alternatively known as a modest shirt or outfit, dampening or its baggy, longer layer that can be thrown over more fitted or revealing clothes to avoid harassment underground.
It's a schmata.
As we come out of winter, people act like they've never seen a woman before.
Yep.
22-year-old social media manager for Upper East Side has had her fair share of harassment by men on the trains who have said everything from, I like to see what's underneath that, to your breast is so perky. Once she was even followed out of the 23rd Street station on the one line. So now she dons a light sweater or clothes when she leaves the house in hopes of drawing less attention to herself and takes it off at her destination. It is so
stinking sad.
It's so sad and pathetic.
God.
The Subway shirt phenomenon is even going viral on TikTok with young women in New York City showing off their form-concealing flannels, long t-shirts, and baggy Oxfords. I hate getting on the subway and drawing attention to myself, and I know that skin is always going to draw eyes.
I always try to think of it this way.
There's a bunch of before and after pictures.
We've done this a million times, but like, let's have a deep moment. It's easy to say, what if the tables were turned? Right? And then as guys go, oh, we'd love it.
Yeah.
You'd love it to a point.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know. It's like, I don't even know how to put you in that state. Imagine if somebody is, if people are gawking at you all the time.
Yeah.
It's not just one time. It's not just once on the subway or one, you know, and maybe it's just me. I would get creeped out by that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, if tomorrow everything switched, it was like a movie. Yeah. It'd be a great movie. But if tomorrow everything switched, and then all of a sudden women were scoping us
out. Let's dumb it down.
Or even
let's dumb it down. Okay. Let's go caveman here. So, yeah. And I'll bring up Brian Christine, who I had a conversation with yesterday. He always talks about the lizard brain.
Yes.
He's a urologist, so he works in the industry of intimacy, if you will, in genitalia. So we've had this conversation with a million times. Mm-hmm. If a beautiful woman walks into a room and she's dressed at the nines and she is wearing somewhat revealing clothes because she works out or she loves her body or she feels really good, every guy in the room will notice her. Now, there are a couple different ways to notice a woman like that in a very respectful way. While she looks really, really nice, she's beautiful, she's striking, she looks like she has a halo around her head, I can't stop looking at her kind of thing. And you kind of like, wow.
Yep.
Because the first thing guys will do, did you see what's standing over there? Oh, my.
Did
geez,
you see
Louise.
What?
Dude, I've seen guys hang out in grocery stores longer than they need to just to follow a woman up and down aisles because of her clothing. If women know this.
Right.
And I mentioned, I was at a recent event where they do know it. Let me put it this way. And teach us. We're guys. We're idiots. If a woman walks out of the house wearing something, she knows what kind of reaction she's going to get. She knows it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So at first I thought this was really, really sad. Mm-hmm. That a woman would have to leave the house if she's got a really short skirt on, she's going clubbing, and she's got to take the subway train. I get that.
Yeah.
Because most women dress the nines, you know, if you can get a ride, then that's probably the best way. But if you have to take public transportation, you're not going to be on the MAX bus down on 20th Street and Richard Arrington Drive wearing something that, you know, when you go clubbing, although you've probably seen that too. So you want to cover it up. I understand that you take that off. It's unfortunate that you can't just wear it throughout the entire evening. But like you said, you read your room. And if you're going to dress like that, you probably don't want to be in a subway system wearing stuff like that. So I get that. Okay. But as public transportation, we have to understand the majority of people in New York City don't have a car, and that's the way they get around.
Okay.
So if you know that you're going to be attracting eyes, whether it's creepy or not, that's the problem.
Well, that's the problem.
You got to shut it down before it gets to creepy.
No, but you just found to it. You just,
and this goes for gyms.
It's everything.
Women in their Lululemons.
It's everything.
It's at the beach.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And that's the thing. You even can take it in like gradations, right? So like you said, a short whatever for clubbing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but if you go to the beach, should you cover everything up because you're going to the beach? It's
hot.
Well,
you do. Women do.
You know.
They have the long thing before they get to their chair.
But that's what I'm saying is like, you know, and
that's fine.
And my wife says this all the time. You know, she's like, think about it. If you're a guy and you're almost anywhere outside and it's hot, you can take off your shirt.
Yeah.
No one will say anything about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, women can't take off the shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, they can, but they can't. And that's the part to me, there's two parts to me that is sad. And again, I have a
daughter. Mm-hmm. So there's two parts to me that's sad. One is the fact that as guys we can't control ourselves, or we don't control ourselves. Two is the safety issue. Mm-hmm. Like, you talk to any woman, any girl over the age of 18, and they will tell you that they have to be aware of exactly what's going on all the time, not just because of creepy eyes.
They're not just worried that some creep is going to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried that they may get harassed, they may get mugged, they may get assaulted.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's the difference. If there was a rule that said, okay, the only thing that's going to happen if you dress how you dress, that men will look at you and there will be nothing else. That's very different. But we think as guys, we're like, well, you knew what you're getting into. But you don't, if you're a woman and you're going out dressed like that, you don't know who's there. Not everyone's going to be a Tony Curry gentleman.
Sure.
That's sad. As a dad, it pisses me off.
Yeah.
It really pisses me off that my daughter has to think about what she wears all the time, where she is, when she approaches her car, all these sorts of things that we don't ever have to think about.
And I think the only time a woman can actually feel kind of comfortable is when every other woman's dressed like that. And I've used this as an example. When you go to a college football game at Bryant Denny,
it's uncomfortable.
My 17-year-old son said it made him uncomfortable. And again, girls can wear whatever they want. I know there's a lot of alcohol involved. But you can tell there are women that are trying to outdress women. And again, they're college girls. I get it, right? But they're 18, 19, and 20. And it's like, you're going to a football game.
Yeah. Well, that's...
You're going to a football game. There's videos out there. There are stories about it. The Guardian wrote an entire story about the sororities at Alabama.
Get ready for the HBO Max documentary. Coming, I can't remember what's coming, Bama Rush.
What is the story about? Is it about, it's not about what women are wearing, obviously, it's about the entire experience.
It's the entire experience, and I think it's probably less than overly, well, it's television, so like so there are going to be all kinds of spicy, saucy stuff, but it's going to become, once again, in Alabama, we're going to be known globally for what we do. I don't like, I've always said this, I still get frustrated at it. The whole thing with the lizard brain and I love Brian. We can have a lizard brain, but we are not just a lizard brain. we have this giant thing in the front of our head. It's called a frontal cortex. It evolved over time to make executive decision making. So any guy who says, I couldn't help myself, I couldn't help what I said, I couldn't help with the staring, I couldn't help with the gawking or the catcalling, is full of shit. It's full because we do have that ability. It is a choice. Now, if you said, I chose to do that, while I disagree with how good it is, I can respect that. But don't ever tell me that I couldn't help myself.
As a man, this is what we need to do. As a respected, moralistic, head on your shoulder, lizard brain, visual animal, this is what we need to do. So if you see a woman wearing something like that, whether it's at the gym, whether it's at a graduation, whether it's at a football game, whether it's at a nightclub, whether it's at a strip club, I don't care what it is. That's where, as a man, we must take the attempt to find out what this woman's intention is. And what I mean by that is just because a woman is dressed to the nines, and we've all had it. We've all been, there's a lot of guys. I had a great story with Michael Coleman from Mission Minded the other day. We had a letter at info@tonycurryradio.net about a woman who had just gotten her 2-year paralegal degree, and she has just offered a job into an all men's firm. She's got 8 guys who are lawyers, and she's going to be a paralegal. And of course, her parents are like, please don't take this job. That is pathetic.
Right. Yes.
It is pathetic that a woman can't take a job because it's going to be all men. Because it's going to be the boys' club. Now, when you're in a culture with all men, men know there are no women around. There are probably some things said, colorful, blah, 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 blah. That's why diversity in the workplace is an important thing. But as a man, when you see a woman wearing whatever she's wearing, and we've been in nightclubs, and again, if you're in a place where she's the only woman dressed like that, you can make your own interpretation of what she's trying to do or why she's trying to do it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's up to us to be respectful enough to find out before we start making any interpretation in our own brains. Well, this girl must be a slut, or this girl wants, she's looking for it, or she's trying to outdress, blah, 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 blah. So that's the problem. And what we do is right away we think if she's dressed like that, she wants us to look like her. She wants us to look at her. And some women do.
Well, yes. Well, that's the whole point.
A lot of women do.
But do you see what you mean? Some do.
But it doesn't mean that they want us to gawk at them. It doesn't mean they want us to touch them and say nasty things to them.
But that's,
so again, understand the intention. Read your room.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about this as you were talking. You know, I always think about this. You know, we're talking about men versus women. But you think about what we're talking about. We're talking about attraction, right? Yeah. So this really, I was thinking about this as you were talking. This really applies. This is gay, straight. It works the same way. But think about it. Think about it. If you're a lesbian and there's an attractive woman, it's the same thing. If you are a gay man and there's a great looking man who's present. So the reason I'm saying this is it's about attraction. And as humans, we are attracted to people who we think look good or who are sexually appealing to us, regardless of what our sexual orientation is. Mm-hmm. And that's the part that's really interesting to me because it's happening for everybody, or the potential for it to happen is for literally everybody.
Yeah.
And then there's that gradation of what is appropriate and what is not. And we've done this so many times. Noticing, yes, you can't help but notice sometimes.
Sure.
Then you got about 15 other steps that you can either take or not take. And that's the part that just, I don't buy it from anybody who says, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
Say, I choose to do it. Great. You choose to do it. Don't do it on my dog. This actually happened. I'm going to tell you this super quick, story. So as part of what, for my daughter's college graduation, she had one request from her parents. God love her. Love makes me cry. She wanted us to go out to club with her.
Yeah.
Which only my family. Yeah. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. She's like, Dad, you're going to have to take a nap because we're going to stay up late. So we went out to the club, and she did a great job. It was a club that, like, mom and dad could still feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Everybody started dancing. I'm not a big dancer. So I was sitting on the side, holding all the purses and everything. And a guy came out. My wife was out there dancing with my daughter and everybody dancing. And a guy came out, and he was being appropriate.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to dance with you a little bit. And I noticed it.
He hit on your daughter or your wife?
First dance with Jules. And I was like, and it was just, and again, there was, you know, this space for Jesus kind of thing. It was all good.
Yeah.
And then he started dancing. So then he danced with Jules, twirled around. Jules kind of did the thank you very much, I'm done. And then he goes to my daughter. And this one was great. The second he went there, I had this, that complete parental male, I'm going to rip your face off. I mean, he wasn't doing anything. My son, when I was on the dance floor, which I just think is, it's just such a great, he stepped right in between, saved it.
She want to happen though?
Well, she thought he was a creep.
Okay.
So now he wasn't being inappropriate, but he's walking right up to that line.
You knew what he wanted. You knew what his intentions were.
I don't know what his intentions were, but he got to the point where it's like,
if she said, let's get out of here, he would have taken her out.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that thought.
She's a big girl now.
No, dude, she's 22.
And then your gay son broke it up.
That's exactly. Oh, he was. So awesome. It was.
I got this.
He did. But like, he's a big boy. He's like, just you keep your hands off my sister. But nothing got violent. It was, yeah, you see what you got? You got this coming to you.
Oh, God.
Thing is, like, we're human. We have the ability to do all these things.
Yeah.
Like, you know, what did you say if they're dancing around, what is it, Jerry Springer, where they bring the strippers around? He's like, I couldn't help myself. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
And if you can't, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
Or you're less than a guy. That's the other thing I tell guys. Don't wear it as a badge of honor that you can't control yourself. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing. That's a bad thing.
Well, it's always been somewhat of a feather in a lot of men's hats.
Yep.
That has been going on forever.
Yep.
We chase women. We chase women.
Yep.
We chase them around. And unfortunately, we've gotten to the point where we think it's a mixed message that no means yes. And well, we used to have a girl who used to call our show all the time. She said, even if I find a man incredibly attractive and successful, I say no first, always.
Right.
Because I want to be chased. I want him to come after me. Yeah. And I'm kind of like, okay, well, that sucks. Because you may be saying no to a lot of really nice guys because you just have to say no first. And she's like, if they say no and don't come after me, then it's over. And I'm like, that's really unfortunate.
Well, that's
But that's what it is. It's funny because if a woman's dressed the nines and she looks really, really nice, and she works out, and she walks into a room full of men, and they don't gawk at her, she probably thinks there's something wrong. She's probably like, what's wrong with me?
There's a difference between gawking and noticing. See, again, have you ever been checked out?
Yeah. Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you see, you already went not.
Well, not from a, I don't think from a sexual standpoint, but someone's heard my voice.
That's not what I'm talking about. No, I'm not talking about
your celebrity. But I get gawked by men more than I get gawked by
women. That's because you're a sports guy. Look, I'm talking about being checked out, being gawked at.
Yeah.
At some point.
In my day, yeah.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it all the time, always? Because you were a celebrity. You kind of got, did it get old? Did it get, not old, but were there times where you just kind of...
No, I pretty much know. I don't think too many guys don't love it all the time.
See, you know what it is, though? They don't get it all the time.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. If you're a guy and there's a woman checking you out, chances are it hasn't happened every day, all day long.
How often do you use your peripheral gawking? You know peripheral gawking?
Yeah, I know exactly.
That's when you can look at a woman's kneecaps but still see what she's wearing above.
Yep.
Or you can look right beside her see that thing. So a lot of guys, I think, do peripheral gawking, and then they hope that she looks away just so you can catch it. Sometimes I think guys do this. Sometimes we don't realize whether we're actually looking at the target or we're peripherally trying to look at the target. Sometimes I think, did I just look at her
the
wrong way?
See, that's because nice guys say, you know what the worst is? The worst is if you're at like a business function or a conference or like an event and people have name tags on.
Yeah.
And you don't.
You're trying.
Well, no, you really do want to know what their name is, but they're wearing it. You know, that'd be like us.
Particularly if you have already met the person and you've forgotten their name.
Right.
And you're trying to chest
and I'm really bad. And I'm like, yeah, it'd be like us wearing it on our crotch.
Yeah. I did that yesterday at Waffle House. There's this black guy named Bo who always cooks up there.
Yeah.
At Valleydale. And I go in there 2-3 days a week because I drop the kids off, grab breakfast, come home. And I could not remember his name. And so I kept. And then he was wearing the wrong name tag. I knew it wasn't John. And I was like, damn it. And then I heard someone say Bo.
You say it's good to see you, by the way. I love that. That's a good Southern
thing. Well, I knew I was going to see him again. So.
No, but it's good to see you. If you can't remember, and you can't remember if you've met them or not.
Yeah.
best thing you can say, it's my tip for the day, is it's nice to see you.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with nice to see you.
No.
And then you wait for your significant other to introduce you.
Nice to see you, Bo.
No, nice to see you.
Exactly. All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be back. Scott Trucks, good morning to you. Al Cooper, join us a little bit on. We had David Lyons on there. We thank you for watching this morning. We got one more segment we'll do. We're going to talk about what you should and should not share with your kids and what kids shouldn't share with their parents. Mm-hmm. This is a generational thing. If you heard my Kiefer and Curry show, we kind of went through all this. We'll talk about it on Fox 6 this morning here in about 30 minutes. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.